My name is Srini Acharya, and I'm a program manager in SQL Server Relational Engine Group at Microsoft here. And I'm very excited today to talk to you about a new feature that's coming up in the upcoming Denali release of SQL Server, and that's called File Table. So let me give you a brief background on what File Table is about and how did we think about it and what are the origins of. And the overall SQL Server vision is to be able to be the platform of choice for all data from birth to archival. So we started with this vision, and when we look at the enterprise data, 80% of the enterprise data is unstructured data. These could be Adobe documents, Office documents, media files, JPEG files, you name it. So only about 15 to 20% of that is relational format or traditional OLTP transaction-related kind of data. So with the SQL Server vision of being the platform of choice for all data, it is important for SQL Server to be able to capture and provide services that are geared towards this managing this unstructured data also. So that's where we started investing heavily in being able to store, manage, and provide rich services on top of unstructured data of any kind. So we did a significant investment, started in SQL Server 2008, and added capabilities to the relational engine, as well as added rich services on top of that through FileStream, and then we provided full-text search capabilities on top of FileStream. And when we looked at, talked to a lot of customers, FileStream, people loved FileStream because it provides streaming capabilities and faster access to the data. At the same time, you get integrated management of storing files within the SQL, as well as making use of streaming performance of a file system. One of the things that was blocking our adoption barrier for this, people had a lot of applications running on top of these files. Windows is the choice of platform for building applications in all enterprises. So 90% of the applications are Windows applications, and they understand and deal with files. Once that file data gets moved into SQL Server, customers wanted to continue to use their applications because many of these applications are not changeable by their own corporations, because some of them are third-party applications, some of them are standard applications like Office, applications like Microsoft Word, Excel, PDF Adobe readers, and those kinds of applications. They would love the ability to interact with the files that are stored in the SQL directly without having to change their applications. At the same time, they want to get integrated administration, security, and management facility that SQL offers, and be able to use the full power of relational operations on top of this data. And that's where that was the birth of file table idea. So file table, in a nutshell, is ability to store files in SQL Server and have a way to get all your Windows applications to work on it without any changes to your application. So basically, it provides a view of the Windows share where applications can directly interact with it, even when the actual data is stored and managed by the SQL Server. So that's where the beginning of file table came in. And we did a lot of survey with various customers, asking them what are the pain points that they face today. So one of the main feedback was that, yes, I store my data, relational data, in SQL Server and a lot of files in file servers. And those are related because many of the relational data is related to the actual files that are stored in the file servers. Now, how do I manage them together? How do I keep them in sync? Now, I have two sets of administration that I need to do. I need to have a separate backup, restore, high availability facilities for the file server, and separate one for the Windows server. Can I integrate them together and at the same time continue to work with my Windows application? And file table provides answers to all these questions. So file table, let me illustrate a little bit on how a file table would look like in such a situation. So you can look at the SQL Server box, right? And this is a SQL Server. And traditional relational applications, OLTP applications, work on top of this. And then you have files. Let me try to draw the files here. So the files are stored typically in a file server box, and you have Windows applications running on that. And now, if I move those files inside SQL, and I still want to have the Windows applications working on top of that, so that's where the file table comes in. File table is a table of files. Table of not only just files, but also your entire directory hierarchy that you store in NTFS. So file table stores them as rows inside a regular table, and I'll talk a little bit more about what's the difference between a regular relational table versus file table. But for all practical purposes, it is a regular table where you can do select, update, delete operations. But at the same time, it projects a view of this as a Windows shell. So that's where you have the Windows shell, and your Windows applications point of view, this is just another Windows shell / machine name and directories. Right? So from any Windows application point of view, this just looks like a regular Windows shell that they can do their normal Win32 API operations. If it is a Microsoft Word, it thinks it is another place to store the files. Same thing with Adobe Viewer or a JPEG image viewer. And at the same time, any operation that happens on this is captured by SQL, because SQL stores these files in a separate place in the NTFS below it, and any interactions to this logical view is captured by SQL and converted into a regular insert, update, delete operations on files. So this provides captures all the files in the SQL, at the same time allows the Windows applications to directly work on this. So when you create a file table, you get a default Windows share that is configured for that. And underneath that, you can create any kind of directory hierarchy that you want. So you can take your Windows Explorer and drag and drop your files from your file share into this directory. And all the Windows tools like Xcopy, Robocopy work without any changes. And you can move the bulk load the data that way, or you can use the traditional SQL way of loading the data into the table. All the relational operations like insert, update, delete operations work on file table also. In addition, we also provide a full capability underneath it to be able to back up your database, and your files also get backed up at the same time. And also you can use the new SQL Server Denali release always on capability, which provides you full high availability and data disaster recovery capabilities. And that works completely with the file table also. In addition, you can do your normal relational queries, you can also do the full text search and various search capabilities on top of that. So overall, it provides a fully capable relational store that works as a file share for you as well, in addition to your relational data. And you can put both your relational data and your file data together as tables and put all kinds of relations between them and have a single integrated security administration capabilities provided by SQL, plus rich services that including all kinds of searches, queries, and other services that relational people take for granted is fully available on top of the files right now. So you get all the best of the both worlds at the same time maintaining your application compatibility. And that's what file table is. And the file table, we are very excited to release it, and we have heard great feedbacks in many customers, and I hope you get a chance to try out this feature in SQL Server Denali release and provide us good feedback on this. Thank you.